Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 177, season 8. Today's date is November 15, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. On today's program, I will talk about Bob McBride. He was an anchorman from WBBM-TV Channel 2 in Chicago. And I'll talk about my memories of watching him and his biography. Also, I'll do a wrap-up of past posts on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland. All right, and right now the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Martini and Rossi Vermouth. And here's a commercial from 1978 featuring Angie Dickinson, best known as Sergeant Pepper. I think that's her name. Yeah, Sergeant Pepper from Police Woman. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Hi, I'm Angie, and when I'm in my white mood, feeling light and sunny, I don't want an ordinary wine. I want Martini and Rossi dry on the rocks. Crisp, refreshing, a wine, but with a taste all its own. Parties, before meals, I say yes.
To Martini and Rossi, on the rocks, say yes.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Martini and Rossi. Let me give you a little background about that product and also Angie Dickinson. Okay. That was... The people that invented the product, there was Alessandro Martini, that's probably what Martini got, and then there was also Luigi Rossi, and they got together. And they invented this product, Vermouth, in Italy. And it was founded in Turin, Italy, in 1863. Oh, it's a very old product. Ooh, very old. And I won't go into much of the history of that, but I do remember the memories. They used to advertise this product all the time during the 70s, not much of the 80s. And Angie Dickinson was a spokesperson for that product. And this was during a time where she starred in her TV series, Police Woman. She starred as Sergeant Pepper Anderson. Now, Pepper was not her last name. It was her first name. When you think of Sergeant Pepper, you think of the Beatles. She's a lovely lady. She really is. And she's still with us. She's 91 years old. Yeah. I don't see much acting from her. I guess she's taking it easy. But she was in a lot of movies. She was with the Rat Pack. You know, for example, with Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, who else? Joey Bishop. I think I'm missing somebody else. You know, that was during the 60s like that. But as for Policewoman, I used to watch the show. I liked it, and she was very good. Very tough, but very lovely. Very lovely indeed. Okay. I hope she's doing well. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned that I will talk about Bob McBride of the. He was an anchorman from Channel 2 in Chicago, WBBM-TV. And I will do my past posts on Vanished Chicagoland on my Facebook page. The status of that now, I am still temporarily blocked. I can't post or edit anything. I can post on my groups and my profile. So according to the email I got... I received that when that happened last month, I got about 9 days left. So it's getting close. So I should be, the block would be lifted probably Thanksgiving Day morning when I'm asleep. That's probably when I hope it will, because I think it will. And then I'll come out like gangbusters. I will post like crazy, you know, and also have turkey. Looking forward to that. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I will do a podcast episode about Thanksgiving, maybe this weekend or the following week, even on that Tuesday. So we'll see. We'll see about that. Okay. All right. Right now, I'm going to talk about Bob McBride. A lot of people don't remember him, unless you're about my age or probably older than me. And he was there briefly on Channel 2. So my memories of watching him, I used to see him, you know, doing news briefs. And he'd anchored the news at I'm not sure. Did he do it 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock? I don't remember what time he did it. But I remember that name. And as I was growing up, and they did a lot of advertising of him because he was in competition with Fahey Flynn and Joel Daly on Channel 7. And they were a great news team. Those two guys were awesome. And they were wonderful. They started in 1968. So here's a biography of Bob McBride, and here we go. And he was born in Chicago, and he lived in Oak Park until the eighth grade, and then his family moved to Washington. So yeah, he was Chicago born, and then he was a graduate of Cornell University in upstate New York, and did some postgraduate work at George Washington University. And he covered the White House, the State Department, and then he was a director of market research at the Detroit Free Press, you know, the newspaper. And then he was a director of news in Detroit, and then got hired to do the newscast on Channel 2, WBBM. And he was alongside John Coughlin, who did the weather. Remember him? No, he was a wonderful man. And also Brent Musburger. He did the sports. I remember him. When I was a kid, I used to make fun of his name. I called him Mushburger. But he seemed like a nice guy. But well, we know what happened to him. He's went on to bigger and better things. And he seemed like a very handsome man, and did the news. And like I said before, they advertise heavily in the newspapers, probably magazines, about Bob McBride. And did okay, you know, but you had the powerhouse on Channel 7 with Flynn and Daly. And also on Channel 5, you had Floyd Kalber, which I talked about in a previous podcast episode. And Channel 9 did not have the news yet. They had it at 10 o'clock. So, the 9 o'clock news came about 79 or 80. That's when it came. Okay. So, everything was doing fine. And then, you know, he was only there for about 2 years. And the Channel 2 was planning to expand its early newscast from a half an hour to an hour. And he decided to leave. He didn't want to stay. Okay, I'll get to more of that in a moment. Right now, I'm going to play a clip, which I found on YouTube. It is a news update from 1973. This is probably before he left. It's about 20 seconds long. So you can hear his voice. If you remember him, you can hear his voice. And if it, you know, if it rings a bell, that's him. Luckily, I found that. Okay, so sit back and enjoy from a news update from Bob McBride of Channel 2. Thank you, everyone.
Bob McBride, TV2 News. Administration budget cuts will hurt some Chicago kids who use libraries. John Calloway will have more tonight at 10. And we'll look at the fortunes of the former Illinois queen of racing, Marge Everett, and at James Thompson, U.S. Attorney, now that the Koerner trial is ended.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the clip from Bob McBride. I'll talk a little bit more about him. Yeah, he lived in January of 1973, and he returned to the radio station in Detroit, WJBK, in March. And he just didn't like working there because he felt limited, and he wanted more responsibility. Probably wanted to go on the field or do documentaries or something like that. He just didn't want to be on camera. Okay, and then he returned to Chicago, and he became a CBS News West Coast correspondent. So that's good. He didn't really, let's see what else. And then when he left, then they hired the most famous news team on Channel 2 and WBBM, which, of course, is Bill Curtis and Walter Jacobson. And, those guys became very popular all through the 70s and 80s, and they were awesome. And, they're still with us, thank goodness. But now they moved on. Bill Curtis, I think, does documentaries and hosts other shows. Walter Jacobson, he was on, I think, Channel 32 for a while. Walter's Perspective. Yeah, I like those guys. They were great. As for McBride, he did that. Then he became the general manager of the TV station in Detroit. And then he became an anchor again in Washington, D.C. And then he became an anchor again in Cleveland. And then did that. And then he retired in 1989. And he lived in Bethesda, Maryland, outside of Washington, for the remainder of his life. And then he passed away on February 1st, 2011. And he was 83 years old. So in Chicago, if you're, like I said before in the beginning of the program, if you're older than me, you probably remember him. But he was only there for 3 years. Unless you watched the national news and he was there. You would remember him doing that. But like I said before, I remember the name and I remember seeing his face on television. So there's another anchorman that was there, gone. Reminds me of Ron Hunter from Channel 5. I did a podcast about him. So I enjoyed talking about that. That was fun. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk about my past posts on Vanish Chicagoland Facebook page. Like I said before, a temporary block for about 9 days. So we're going to wait. So here we go. This happened around before Halloween. And I posted an ad for Dressel's Cakes. And this was a Halloween cake. And that was from 1952, I believe. And we all still miss these cakes very much, especially chocolate fudge. Oh, and I've said this repeatedly that you can still buy the chocolate fudge cake. It's similar to that, well, almost the same, at Wolf's Bakery on 95th Street, west of Kedzie. I haven't bought it yet, and I intend to do that one day. I want to buy it because I miss this cake so much. Oh, it's probably the same, but I haven't had that type of cake in about 20 years. It's been a while. Yeah. So, it's still missed this day. A lot of people want it back. They want this back. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, no. Unless somebody obtains the recipe and we'll get started. Okay. Next up, I posted a glass from Meisterbrau. It was a beautiful glass like that. And a lot of people miss this beer so much. Unfortunately, I never had this beer because I was too young. I'm not a real beer drinker, but some people loved it and some people didn't. But I think the majority of people did. And remember Bock beer that came from Meisterbrau? Oh, they loved that. They had the Fiesta cans like that with different colors. And Meisterbrau was made in Chicago. And Meisterbrau Light beer became Light beer from Miller. Still available to this day. I'm not a big fan of light beer. It doesn't taste like beer. Last time I had a beer was I went out to lunch with a friend at the Greek restaurant, the Greek Islands, and I ordered the Fix beer. That's a Greek brand. Very good. I liked it a lot. Yeah, I'm going to try the others, like, for example, Mythos and Alpha. We'll see on that. So they did a lot of advertisements for that, and there was an ad I posted a little while back, and it featured PJ Huff. He was the weatherman on Channel 2, WBBM. He used to draw pictures, a place, you know, like that. It's kind of funny. And he advertised for Meisterbrow. He did. And also, it was Frank McCormick. Remember, he had a radio station. And he also, there was also, who else? Vicki Flynn. He advertised for that. Yeah, that's something that's nice like that. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Ah, here's a, I posted this. It's a Turnstile. On this photo, Turnstile was like a discount store, like Venture, Kmart, today Walmart and Target. But this photo is from March 4th, 1963. It opened at the address is 90. It was a 9449 Skokie Boulevard in Skokie. It was by Gross Point Road and had a Jewel next to it. And you know, it opened with much fanfare. People loved it. And it was in business until probably 79. Then they closed all of them. The one I shopped was near my old neighborhood at Fort City Mall on the south side. And we moved in the neighborhood 74. My mom went there all the time. She loved that store. She really did. I liked it too. And I post sometimes on my group, Fort City, you know, the vintage Fort City. And one of my earliest memories of them, someday I'll talk about Turnstile, that I bought my first comic book there. And it was DC, Batman Family, issue number 8. I posted that yesterday to a friend of mine. I told him that, and that's where I bought it at Turnstile. I don't remember much of the store. I do remember they used to have those booths where you watch cartoons. They had that. And I watched it, and I was fascinated by that. Of course, you had to pay. I begged my mom to so I could watch it. And she relented at one time. That's it. So I did that. And while she did her shopping, you know, it was a good store. It really was, you know. And they opened another one at about the same time at corner of Foster and Harlem. There was a shopping center. It's still there. I remember that. Okay. Let's see what we got here. I posted about, this is Mori Meiji's sports store. Remember the commercial, Mori Meiji's, I remember that. This photo, this is from, located 620 North LaSalle Street in Chicago at the River North neighborhood. They had another location so nearby, I forgot where it was. I know there was one in Niles, and that went in business for, I don't know, probably late 50s until the 80s, and then it was sold. And I don't know much about history of that place, but I do remember the commercials. They used to advertise it all the time. So it was a very, it was a good sporting goods store, like Sport Mart. Remember that. And I did very well. Okay. Let's see what else we got. I didn't post much like that. I posted a couple of ads on Creature Features. One was Dr. Blood's Coffin. I did also The Mummy and The House of Frankenstein. House of Frankenstein is a great movie. It starred the three monsters, Dracula, Wolfman, and Frankenstein, the monster, also the doctor. The one who played the Wolfman, of course, was Lon Chaney Jr. Famous for that. As Dracula, Bela Lugosi did not play Dracula. It was John Carradine. But he was a good Dracula. But I like Bela. And, of course, the monster was Glenn Strange. It was not Boris Karloff. But Glenn Strange played the monster in the classic movie Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein. He played that. He was famous for the bartender as the bartender in Gunsmoke, if you watch Gunsmoke. All right. Next up, I had a photo of two boxes that were from Klein's department store. And that was located at 131st Street and Southwestern Avenue in Blue Island, Illinois. They also had a store in Joliet, I think. And I think the other one was in Chicago Heights and Southside. I never went to this store, but I've heard people talking about it. And they said it was a very good department store. They had everything, just like Geekly's in Roseland, where I used to live. And also Gilmore's in Oak Park. You know, it was independently owned. Like that, and it was in business for a long time. I'm not sure when it opened. I'm not sure when it closed. Maybe someday I'll talk about it more further. You know, get some information. So that would be a lot of fun, like that. Let's see what else. Not much today. That's much. I didn't post much. Oh, I posted this photo yesterday. This was a photo of Marshall Field's department store, and it in front of the store was an old CTA bus, and I couldn't make out the destination or the route, and I had to blow it up, you know, on my computer, and it said Addison Heights Express, and I'm not sure where Addison Heights was, but I looked it up, and it's like on the northwest side by, you know, by Harlem in that area. I never knew that. But you know, when I found this photo, it didn't, there was no description. It didn't say where this was taken, where was it located. In Marshall Field's, it looked like the one in Old Orchard in Skokie, Illinois. And I think it is that. You know, a lot of people said that when I posted it. It's not Oak Brook. No, because that's West. That's, I don't think so. That's not Oak Brook. Or they said it was River Oaks and Calumet City. I doubt it. That's south. So it must be in Skokie. But I knew. But what was that bus route doing there in Skokie, all the way from Addison Street, all the way to the north side, you know, where Wrigley Field was? I mean, that's unusual. Maybe it was a route, another route, and the guy forgot to change the sign. Could be. I don't know if this route did go to Skokie. You know, it did go to Old Orchard. I don't know. I have no idea. I tried to look up information on it. I couldn't find anything. You know, and anyway, it was a cool photo. I posted it, and people loved it. They really did. They liked it a lot. You know, so they were very happy about that. And it's kind of nice. Okay. Next up, I posted it was a set of playing cards. You know, it's a deck of cards from the Agar Ham Company. And Agar Ham was very prominent in the Chicagoland area for many years. It were the hams and sausages were sold at Jewel, I think Dominic's, Hilo, you know, any grocery stores. And I remember that. I don't think my mother ever bought this. I don't think so. So it was kind of cool to see that. And with the playing cards, someone who posted it on eBay mentioned, oh, that's my post. And I go, I'm sorry. And their headquarters were located, I think the Bridgeport area or the back in the yards area, that their facility, you know, their factory. The one who, I don't know the man's name, but the son of the founder was John Agar. He was an actor. Did a lot of movies. He was Shirley Temple's first husband. Remember that. And his most famous role, I think, was the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I think he was in that. I'm not sure. I forgot. So, yeah, he was in a lot of movies. You know, and he was from Chicago. So that closed about, I don't know. I don't know exactly. I have to find the history of that. But, you know, it's perfect for him when you, for Christmas time, if you don't like turkey or if you don't like, you don't like that, you can have ham, you know. I think the majority of people at Thanksgiving have, they have turkey, you know. I know, I have a friend of mine, he hates turkey so much. And I ask, well, what do you have, well, what do you eat on Thanksgiving, you know? And he says, oh, probably have a steak. Nice. Oh, here's one I forgot. I found this model kit. It's a toy model kit from, it's a Chevrolet Corvette model kit from 1976, and it's factory sealed, and it's from Dispensa's Castle of Toys. Oh, I miss this. I miss this store so much, and so did everyone else. It was awesome. And it had the price sticker on. Oh, so I did a podcast about that briefly. Maybe I'll do another. Maybe do another one soon. And you know, I had wonderful toys. Remember the commercial? And they played. You could find it on YouTube, and they showed it on WGN TV Channel 9 all the time with the creepy Santa. So that's kind of funny, like that, you know. And also, I posted another picture of Marshall Fields, and this was at Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. And this was taken in November 2005, right before he switched to Macy's. And it's a gorgeous photo. It's real nice. And a lot of people love that story. They still miss it to this day. You know, Macy's doesn't cut it. It's a New York store. They don't have the quality of it. I have been to Macy's maybe twice. That's it. You know, I went one time with my mom in Orland Park. That's, you know, because she was looking for something. And, but Marshall Fields is still missed. A lot of people want it back. They're still protesting. I don't blame them. I really don't. But in downtown, on State Street, they still have the Walnut Room. That's tradition. Frango Mitts, they still have that. Thank God for that. It's not the same. We need to bring it back. But there's no one in the family anymore. No one alive that I know of. Maybe they're descendants, or maybe they're not interested. Maybe someday, somehow, it'll return from the dead. We can only hope. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. Okay, what else? Oh, I found a cardboard divider for Maurice Lennell cookies. Oh, we miss those cookies. The pinwheels, the stars, and I love the chocolate chips, but the pinwheels with the raspberry at the end. Oh, beautiful. BJ, that is Bill Jackson from the Dirty Dragon Show, advertised it. I remember that, and I miss those to this day. So does everyone else. You know, they love them, and they miss them. Okay, let's see what else we got. I think that's it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's it for today. Oh boy, very short podcast. Well, because last time on my podcast, I talked about the one hit wonders of the 1970s and lesser known hits, and that lasted about an hour. I apologize for that. So that was a long show. And, but I had a great time talking about it. They were in, I was talking to my brother on the phone this past weekend, and I told him I did this episode, and he goes, "Oh!" And he threw all the songs that he remembered. And I, yes, did you talk about this one? Did you mention that one? He goes, "Yes, yes, yes, I did." You know, and he remember one song he hated was what was it called? Oh, from the DeFranco family, Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat. No, he hated that. Oh, he told me there was a video out there and he's switching the microphones back and forth with his hands. It's kind of annoying, but not to me. Okay. So that would be it for today. It's a very short podcast episode. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So I'll do a recap. I talked about Bob McBride. He was an anchorman from WBBN TV Channel 2 in the early 70s. And I also did a recap of my past posts on Van Chicagoland Facebook page. Oh, so that's it. So I will probably have another podcast this weekend. We'll see. Might talk about Thanksgiving, maybe about my memories. We'll see about that. Or I'll talk about something else. Once this episode is published, you can listen on any app wherever podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. It'll also be posted on my blog, Vanished Chicagoland blog. Also, my social media accounts on Facebook and Twitter and Reddit. And it would also be on my YouTube channel, Vanished Chicagoland Stories. And subscribe. So you can subscribe to all those locations that I mentioned. Just hit the subscribe button. And you can do that. But I had breakfast with a friend of mine this past week, and he asked me, where do I listen to podcasts? Because I don't like to listen on an app and all that. You don't have to. Go to YouTube. Do a search, Vanished Chicagoland Stories. You'll find it, and you can listen. But a lot of people prefer that way. They like listening on the YouTubes. It's easier. It's easier on their phones. It's easier on their desktops. It's easier on their tablets, iPads, you know, whatever. So that's good. Yeah, so please do that, and it should be ready this afternoon. Okay, so this is your host, Pete Castanis, for Vanished Chicagoland Stories. Thank you again for joining me. Have a wonderful day. It's snowing a little bit. So. First snowfall of the season. Yeah, it's nice. You know, it really is. After Christmas, goodbye. I don't want it. January, February, out. Well, we have to. If you live in Chicago, you have to deal with it. That's how it is, you know. Okay, so that's it, and it's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.